Welcome to Chapter 1, where we're going to explore the fascinating world of cell structure. In this chapter, we will cover the introduction to cell structure, and I'm excited to share this journey with you. So, let's dive right in and see why this topic matters. You know, every living creature, from the tiniest microbe to the largest mammal, is made up of tiny units called cells. And that's what makes cells so important, they're the building blocks of life. Now, let's think about what defines life at its most basic level. What makes something alive? Is it the ability to move, to grow, to reproduce? Well, it's all of these things and more. And cells are the smallest units that can do all of these things on their own. They're like tiny factories, producing energy, getting rid of waste, and even reproducing themselves. So, in a way, cells are the ultimate example of life at its most basic level. As we explore the history of cell discovery, we find that it's a story that spans centuries. It all started with Robert Hooke, who, back in 1665, coined the term cell after looking at cork under a microscope. And then, just a few years later, Anton van Leeuwenhoek discovered living microorganisms, which he called animalcules. These early observations laid the foundation for our understanding of cells and how they work. Now, let's talk about the three main pillars of cell theory. First, all living things are made up of one or more cells. Second, the cell is the basic unit of life, and all living things are organized around cells. And third, new cells can only come from existing cells. This theory applies to all living things, from bacteria to blue whales. It's a fundamental concept that underlies all of biology. So, let's take a moment to think about what we've learned so far. Can you imagine a world without cells? It's hard to picture, isn't it? Cells are the foundation of life, and understanding how they work is crucial to understanding how living things function. As we move forward in this chapter, we'll be exploring the structure of cells in more detail, and I'm excited to see where this journey takes us. Now, let's take a deep breath and summarize what we've covered so far. We've learned that cells are the basic units of life, and they're capable of doing some amazing things on their own. We've also looked at the history of cell discovery and the three main pillars of cell theory. And finally, we've thought about what makes cells so important. As we wrap up this chapter, I want to leave you with a question: what do you think is the most fascinating thing about cells? Take a moment to think about it, and we'll explore more in the next chapter.